Navedtra 14259 Alpha, Utilitiesman, Advanced, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 6, Sewage Treatment and Disposal. 1. What is the wastewater of community life? Sewage. 2. The degree of treatment used for sewage depends on how many main considerations. 2. 3. The major sources of raw sewage are domestic sewage, industrial sewage, and what else? Stormwater. 4. Which source of sewage consists of waste from toilets, lavatories, urinals, bathtubs, showers, home laundries, and kitchens? Domestic. 5. Which type of sewage sources include, but are not limited to, laundry and dry cleaning plants, metal cleaning and plating processes, paint spray booths, aircraft and vehicle cleaning racks, boiler plants, photographic processing systems, and firefighting activities? Industrial waste. 6. Which type of wastes must never be dumped into regular collection systems? Radioactive. 7. What should be excluded from the sewage collection system as much as possible? Stormwater. 8. Heavy input of stormwater can disturb the operation of a treatment plant by sending it too much water, a problem called what? Hydraulic overloading. 9. Each military installation has different wastewater flows depending upon the types or sizes of industrial activities. Normally, 80 to 120 gallons per day per permanent resident and how many gallons per day per transient and community labor personnel can be used as a rough volume estimate for flow. 30 to 50. 10. Larger plants normally have more uniform rates of flow. The period of lowest flow is usually between which times? 2400 and 0500. 11. Sewage is composed of many materials that are broken down into how many general areas? 3. 12. The concentrations of most materials in wastewater are expressed in which way and denote the strength of the wastewater? Milligrams per liter, mg per L. 13. The physical characteristics of wastewater include those items that can be detected using the physical senses. They are temperature, color, odor, and what else? Solids. 14. Changes in wastewater temperatures affect the settling rates, dissolved oxygen levels, and what else? Biological action. 15. The color of wastewater containing dissolved oxygen is normally which color? Gray. 16. Black-colored wastewater, usually accompanied by foul odors, containing little or no dissolved oxygen, is said to be what? Septic. 17. Which type of odor should domestic sewage have? Musty. 18. Wastewater is normally what percent water and what percent solids? 99.9 and 0.1. 19. What are those solids that are not dissolved in wastewater called? Suspended solids. 20. What are suspended solids called when they float? Scum. 21. What are suspended solids called when they settle? Sludge. 22. What are very small suspended solids that neither float nor settle called? Colloidal particles. 23. Which type of solids always contain carbon and hydrogen and when ignited to high temperatures, 500 degrees Celsius to 600 degrees Celsius, burn to form carbon dioxide, water, and sometimes various other compounds? Organic. 24. All solids that burn or evaporate at 500 to 600 degrees Celsius are called which type of solids? Volatile. 25. Which type of solids serve as a food source for bacteria and other living forms in a wastewater treatment plant? Volatile. 26. Those solids that do not burn or evaporate at 500 to 600 degrees Celsius but remain as a residue are called which type of solids? Fixed. 27. The chemical characteristics of wastewater of special concern to the utilitiesman are pH, DO, dissolved oxygen, oxygen demand, nutrients, and what else? Toxic substances. 28. Which term is used to describe the acid or base properties of water solutions? pH. 29. A scale from 0 to 14 has been established where pH value of what is neutral? 7. 30. What would a pH value above 7 be? Alkaline or basic. 31. The pH values less than 5 and more than 1 usually indicate that industrial wastes exist and are not compatible with biological wastewater operations. 10. 32. What is wastewater called that has dissolved oxygen? Aerobic. 33. Which type of raw sewage is usually gray in color and has a musty odor? Aerobic. 34. What is wastewater called that has no dissolved oxygen? Septic. 35. Which type of raw sewage is usually black and has an offensive hydrogen sulfide or rotten egg odor? Anaerobic. 36. What is the amount of oxygen used by bacteria and other wastewater organisms as they feed upon the organic solids in the wastewater? Oxygen demand. 37. What stimulate excessive growths of algae and other aquatic plant life? Nutrients. 38. How many biological organisms are present in wastewater? 3. 39. Which type of testing has been accepted as the best indicator of fecal contamination? Fecal coliform. 40. Which type of bacteria are bacteria that require dissolved oxygen to live? Aerobic. 41. Which type of bacteria can't live if dissolved oxygen is present? Anaerobic. 42. Which type of bacteria can live with or without dissolved oxygen? Facultative. 43. Chlorination, chemical precipitation, sedimentation, or what else is used to ensure protection against parasites? Sand filtration. 44. Samples of sewage are taken to find out how well a treatment plant is working and what operating changes may need to be made. How often should sampling be performed? Daily. 45. A grab sample is a single sample of wastewater taken over a short span of time, usually less than how many minutes? 15. 46. Which type of sample yields data about the wastewater over a longer span of time? Composite. 47. The flow sludge proportional composite sample is most often run for 24 hours, with a how many hour interval between each collection? 2. 48. The most common means of preserving a sample is to cool it to which temperature? 2 degrees Celsius to 10 degrees Celsius. 49. Pure water at 20 degrees Celsius at sea level can hold a maximum of how many milligrams per liter of DO? 9.17. 50. What is the measure of acidity or basicity, alkalinity, of something called? pH. 51. Which test can help the operator estimate the volume of sludge to be expected in the clarifier? Settleable solids. 52. Before running the settleable solids test, you should allow the sample to settle for how many minutes? 45. 53. Which test is often used with all kinds of activated sludge plants to find the amount of solids in aeration units? Settleability. 54. Which test is the most important test for finding the polluting strength of a wastewater? 5-day biochemical oxygen demand, Bravo Oscar Delta 5. 55. Which test finds the amount of oxygen required to consume the organic matter in a wastewater sample? Chemical oxygen demand, Charlie Oscar Delta. 56. What are those solids in wastewater that can be taken out with a filter having a specified pore size? Total suspended solids. 57. Influent wastewater may have as much as how many milligrams per liter of suspended solids? 400. 58. What is the suspended solids test that is run on the aeration tank mixed liquor called? MLSS, Mike Lima Sierra Sierra. 59. When chlorine is used to disinfect the effluent, tests are needed to see if the chlorine residual requirement has been met. The chlorine residual test may be run using the iodometric or amperometric methods. Since grab samples are used for these tests, most states suggest that the test be run within how many minutes after taking the sample? 30. 60. Which test is an indicator of harmful bacteria in the wastewater? Fecal coliform. 61. Which test is often used to see how the anaerobic sludge digesters are working? Alkalinity. 62. What can be used to find the best operating controls for a wastewater plant, problems that might arise in the plant, and the future needs of the plant? Records. 63. How many types of performance records are there? 3. 64. How often is a report required for all wastewater plants on a military installation? Monthly. 65. What is the wastewater treatment plant operating record form number? NAVFAC 11340/1. 66. Which permit lists standards for the effluent, tests required, frequency of running the tests, and the sampling method of each test? NPDES, November Papa, Delta Echo Sierra. 67. Which process includes taking the solids out of the wastewater, getting rid of the solids, and getting rid of the treated wastewater or effluent in a way the federal and state regulating agencies approve? Wastewater treatment. 68. How many major methods of discharging effluent are there? 2. 69. Which type of intermittent discharge is often used to protect high-quality streams, especially during the season when the stream is used a great deal for recreation? Seasonal. 70. Several methods of disposing of sewage effluents are used today. All methods must conform to which permit requirements and must be closely monitored? NPDES, November Papa, Delta Echo Sierra. 71. Septic tanks, cesspools, and what else are used for sewage treatment processes where common sewers are not available? Leaching fields. 72. What may be used to serve small or scattered installations where the effluent can be disposed of by dilution, leaching wells or trenches, subsurface tile, or artificial subsurface filter systems? Septic tanks. 73. The septic tank capacity should equal a full day's flow plus an additional allowance from 15% to 1% for sludge capacity. 25%. 74. The minimum acceptable size of a septic tank is how many gallons? 1,000. 75. The liquid depth should not be less than 4 feet for the smaller septic tanks, and how many feet for the larger ones? 6. 76. When a septic tank will discharge into a leaching field greater than how many feet in length, a dosing tank and siphon should be incorporated into the system. 500. 77. Although properly designed septic tanks require little operating attention, they must be inspected periodically. The frequency is determined by the size of the tank and the population load. The minimum frequency should be once every how many months at periods of high flow? 2. 78. The physical location of a septic tank in relation to wells must be no closer than 100 feet from a shallow well and no closer than how many feet from a deep well? 50. 79. Sewage from private dwellings and farmhouses in outlying areas may discharge into what if a common sewage system is not available? Cesspools. 80. Leaching cesspools should not be placed closer together than how many feet by out-to-out measurement of walls? 20. 81. Leaching cesspools should be used only where the subsoil is porous to a depth of at least how many feet and where the groundwater is normally below this elevation? 8 or 10. 82. Soils that require more than how many minutes for a fall of 1 inch are unsatisfactory for leaching? 30. 83. What are an integral component of a septic tank individual sewage disposal system? Leaching fields. 84. The lines in a leaching field are built of how many inch PVC perforated pipe? 4. 85. Which test must be performed before installing a leaching field in a specified area? Percolation. 86. Under no circumstances can you lay leach pipe below which level? Groundwater. 87. When digging the absorption trenches, you must consider the lengths of each lateral and their spacing in relation to each other. Do not make any lateral longer than how many feet in length? 100. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.